二十，爱的约会。
20. Appointment with love. 6 minutes to 6, said the clock over the international booth in New York's Grand Central Station. The tall, young army lieutenant lifted his sunburned face and narrowed his eyes to note the exact time. His heart was pounding with the beat. In 6 minutes, he would see the womanwho had filled such a special place in his life for the past 13 months. The woman he had never seen, yet whose written words had sustained him unfailingly. Lieutenant Blandford remembered one day in particular. During the worst of the fighting, when his plane had been caught, in the midst of a pack of enemy planes, in one of his letters,he confessed to her that he often felt fear, and only a few days before this battle, he had received her answer. Of course you fear. All brave men do. Next time you doubt yourself, I want you to hear my voice reciting to you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He had remembered.And it had renewed his strength. Now he was going to hear her real voice. 4 minutes to 6. A girl passed close to him, and Lieutenant Blandford started. She was wearing a flower, but it was not the little red rose they had agreed upon. Besides, this girl was only about 18, and Hoppus Meinl had told him she was 30. What of it? He had answered. I'm 32. He was 29. His mind went back to that book he had read in the training camp. Of human bondage, it was. And throughout the book, there were notes in a woman's handwriting. He had never believed that a woman could see into a man's heart so tenderly, so understandingly.Her name was on the book plate, Hoppus Meinl. He had got hold of a New York City telephone book and found her address. He had written. She had answered. Next day, he had been shipped out, but they had gone on writing. For 13 months, she had faithfully replied. When his letters did not arrive, she wrote anyway. And now he believed.That he loved her, and that she loved him. But she had refused all his pleas to send him her photograph. She had explained, "If your feeling for me has any reality, what I look like won't matter. Suppose I'm beautiful. I'd always be haunted by the feeling that you had been taking a chance on just that. And that kind of love would disgust me.Suppose I'm plain, and you must admit that this is more likely. Then I'd always fear that you were only going on writing because you were lonely and had no one else. No, don't ask for my picture. When you come to New York, you shall see me, and then you shall make your decision." 1 minute to 6. He pulled hard on a cigarette. Then Lieutenant Blandford's heart leaped.A young woman was coming toward him. Her figure was long and slim. Her blonde hair lay back in curls over her delicate ears. Her eyes were as blue as flowers. Her lip and chin had a gentle firmness. In her pale green suit, she was like springtime come alive. He started toward her.Forgetting to notice whether she was wearing rose or not. And as he moved, a small provocative smile curved her lips.
"Going my way, soldier?" she murmured.
He had made one step closer to her. Then he saw Hoppus Meinl. She was standing almost directly behind the girl, a woman well past 40. her graying hair tucked under a worn hat. She was more than plump. Her thick ankle feet were thrust into low-heeled shoes, but she wore a red rose on her rumpled coat. The girl in the green suit was walking quickly. Blandford felt as though he were being split into two. So keen was his desire to follow the girl. Yet so deep was his longing for the woman whose spirit had truly companioned and upheld his own. And there she stood. He could see her pale, plump face was gentle and sensible, and her gray eyes had a warm twinkle. Lieutenant Blandford did not hesitate. His fingers gripped the worn copy of Human Bondage, which was to identify him to her. This would not be love, but it would be something precious, a friendship for which he had been and must ever be grateful. He squared his shoulders, saluted, and held the book out toward the woman, although, even while he spoke, he felt the bitterness of his disappointment. "I'm John Blandford, and you? You are Miss Meinl. May I take you to dinner?" The woman smiled. "I don't know what this is all about, son," she answered. "That young lady in the green suit, she begged me to wear this rose on my coat. And she said that if you asked me to go out with you, I should tell you she's waiting for you in that restaurant across the street. She said it was some kind of test.